Thousands of Syrian refugees are bracing for another brutal winter, and they're getting a first taste of it. The first snow of the season has blanketed a camp in Lebanon's Bekaa Valley. People there are staying, as you can see, in tents surrounded by snow. Families are unable to buy enough wood or fuel to keep themselves warm. The United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees says Lebanon has taken in more than 1 million Syrian refugees. That's roughly a quarter of the country's entire population. Some refugees say even getting sleep is a struggle. World Vision photographer, videographer Ralph Baydoun shot that video. He joins us now from the Bekaa Valley via Skype. Thanks so much for being with us. There's no point saying it. It's incredibly hard at the best of times for the refugees. But what's the weather like now, and how much harder has that made things?
Thank you, Jonathan. For the past couple of days, Lebanon has been experiencing some really bad weather. A snowstorm has hit Lebanon and its Bekaa Valley, where most of the refugees are located now. I've been there, I've talked to so many refugees, and as you saw, all of them told me that they stayed up all night trying to move the snow off their tents, because as little as 10 centimeters of snow can break the tent and threaten all the people living inside. So it's been really bad.
Now, a lot of the refugees are children. How vulnerable are they to illness in weather like this?
In any crisis, the most vulnerable are children, and they are our main target. Yesterday, I met with Juma, a 9-year-old Syrian refugee boy, who was just walking around the camp, just looking for old shoes, wood, and anything that can be burned into their stoves to keep his family warm. It's really bad for them. The most vulnerable are the children and the newborns, especially when they're not equipped. They don't have proper clothing to survive such winter.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, the numbers aren't precise, but roughly 500,000 Syrian refugees are living in tents or in abandoned buildings in urban areas, not in official United Nations refugee camps. So I guess conditions there are even more primitive than other refugees would face.
Right, correct. It's really bad for the people living in informal camps, because they are living in makeshift tents that are not equipped to survive this harsh winter. It's really basic, so they can't survive it. They can't survive the winter in those tents.
Now, how much help are they getting from the government, and how much does the help break down when the snow falls and roads are impassable?
Well, Lebanon has been very generous, hosting the biggest numbers of refugees per capita. Lebanon's population is 5 million, and the Syrian refugees here are around 1.4 million. World Vision and a lot of local and international NGOs have been responding since the early days of the crisis. World Vision has been doing a lot of work, including winterization. We've been providing cash assistance for families so they can buy wood and fuel to keep their families and children warm during this kind of winter. And we've been doing a lot of sectors, but basically winterization is the main thing now.
And have you spoken to these refugees? Do they feel abandoned? Do they feel at risk? I just can't imagine, having escaped the horrors of war, they're now watching their children suffer through cold and neglect.
Jonathan, you think they get used to it, but they don't. Every year, they think it's going to be their last year in Lebanon, but it's not. It's getting worse every year. So if you ask any refugee what's your first demand, they would tell you, we want to go back to Syria. One, and two, our basic needs. We want our basic needs here to survive.
Ralph Baydoun of World Vision, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you.